We move to Anger and Fianna Fáil now. The party had its parliamentary party meeting last night. The Taoiseach wasn't there. He's at COP30 in Brazil. And at the meeting, TDs hit out against what they called a naughty list of rebels plotting a vote of no confidence in Micheál Martin. Well, with the latest on this story is our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, anger at the meeting. Who said what?
Well, there was a feeling among those who were on the list, at least, that was circulated and reported, viewed as rebels, that such a publication or a putative list would be put together at all, a sense that that crossed over a line of fair engagement and rules of the game generally. People like Peter Chapclear, Éireann McGreehan, Padraic O'Sullivan and James O'Connor felt very aggrieved on this point and saying that a time when those in the upper echelons of Fianna Fáil were talking about the need for unity, how such a thing could happen. Now, the Chief Whip, Mary Butler, theorised that the list could have really come from anywhere, given that the views of people within Fianna Fáil on the subject of the leadership and the ongoing fallout from the presidential election are widely known. Now, there were humorous contributions. Overall, the tone described as dramatic and sometimes emotional, but Peter Chapclear talking about his particular grievance with being described as a rebel, given that he is from Kilkenny and, of course, not Cork. And then Seán Fáil made a humorous intervention as well and said he was particularly annoyed at being included in a group that was termed the Old Guard, Pat the Cope Gallagher and Willie O'Dea in that group as well. Seán Fáil pointing out that he is almost the same age as Micheál Martin, both of them born in 1960, and he said they both would have to wait until next year for what he termed the Charlie Haughey free travel pass. So I think you can take it from that. This was, yes, certainly charged at times. Some people taking a slightly more relaxed view on it, because if this is making its way into a serious dispute, into some kind of push against the leadership, there will be moments when perhaps all will not be quite fair.
Well, anger and humour then. But there is this review happening in the party into the presidential campaign. When will that be finished? Because apparently the Taoiseach still needs to take part in the process.
Yeah, I understand that Taoiseach hasn't made his contribution to that yet. Mary Butler, again, the Chief Whip, I think indicating last night that that date of the 12th could be a runner. Now, I think for a number of reasons that may not be the case. Some people have been in contact with the review group, and the review group, of course, is led by Barrister Kieran O'Loughlin, and then from the parliamentary party there is Senator Margaret Murphy O'Mahony and the TDs Eamon Scanlon and Tom Brabazon. Now, some say that that review group intend to talk to people as well, to go through certain points of the written submissions, and that inevitably will take time. And as well as that, of course, the main person in all of this, at least one of them, is the Fianna Fáil leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, so that'll have to be a fairly extensive interview as well. So you think that this will take some time. Now, there's two views on all of this. There are that group who are the rebels or not, whatever they would prefer to be termed. They want to see this happen very quickly, and they think the push is on, and if there isn't a proper showdown next week with a review and with a parliamentary party, a proper meeting and discussion on this, that there could be trouble. Others take a slightly longer term view, saying that it has to be comprehensive. If anything comes back that's flimsy, that is broad in nature and not detailed about what just went wrong, and goes through that in great, great detail, well, there could be problems as well. Either way, though, I think you are making your way to a meeting next week that is likely to be far more heated.
Well, you talk about the rebels, but what about the old guard, people like Willie O'Dea, Pat the Cope, Seán Fáil? Is there much blue sky on the horizon for the Taoiseach now?
Well, I think there is undoubtedly a battle coming, and it's already started in some ways, and that will be driven in large part by the findings of the report. If they're too forward focused and too general, well, that will spark real anger. And then, of course, if there is detail and if that emerges to prove problematic for Micheál Martin, well, then there are difficulties too. Everything really hinges upon the fact that if a group goes so far as to put down a no confidence motion and that runs its course, what's going to happen there? I suppose that still is a possibility, and this still is taking shape. But I think you can see from last night, even when the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader was away, that there is momentum momentum still behind that. And last night really was throwing down the gauntlet on that and showing that this still remains a live issue.
Barry Cowan arrived back from Europe. He's concerned for farmers.
He is, and you see that contribution too, I think in some ways, was a not so thinly veiled criticism of the Taoiseach. He wants a meeting now with Micheál Martin to find out exactly what he has done, as he sees it, to ensure that farmers get a better deal on the nitrates derogation. He also wants the parliamentary party updated. So he believes that this essentially will come down to politics rather than legal definitions and science. He says an agreement in principle could be announced as early as tomorrow, but what he is hearing in Brussels is that that ultimately may not be workable. So he is trying to put pressure on the government, but on the Taoiseach too, and that's what making the rare appearance to fly in from Brussels for a parliamentary party meeting was all about. Barry Cowan also speaking about the need for everyone's voices on the presidential review to be heard and to return to core party values. It's all part of keeping the pressure on Micheál Martin.
Micheál Lehane, thank you. It's now 17 minutes past seven.